Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall forever be in my mouth. I give all God all the honor, the praise, and the glory for this opportunity to come before you, to bring his word so that you can be blessed, blessed, blessed out of your socks. So my name is Ann Strickland. You're tuned into the Principles of Prosperity, and we're breaking the stronghold of poverty. I'm so happy for you tonight because you are going to move to another level, higher up. We're going up, 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 not down. I'll meet you at the top in the name of Jesus. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you and I praise you for this opportunity, all of you and none of me. I thank you for the people that will hear this message, God, and I thank you that you desire above all things that they prosper and be in health, even as their souls prosper, in the name of Jesus. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Before I start my message tonight, I want you to get a pen and paper to take a note for a message at the end. To take down a note at the end, I have some information for you, telephone numbers, and for you to write down, to get in touch so you can move into the other level, because God has used me and he knows that I know that you're supposed to prosper. He knows it's in my spirit. It's the word, the word, the word of God, and this is the call of my life. So now he's put something before us, before me, to see how you can actually move into it in the name of Jesus, the wealth that he has promised. He said he gives you the power to get wealth, to establish his covenant. So tonight we're going to talk about the tithe, T-I-T-H-E, because tithe is the connection to your financial blessing, and you don't want to let those couple of dollars stop you from getting into the wealthy place. Connection to your blessing. Number one, obedience is the number one key to your blessings. Knowledge is the key to knowing what to obey for your financial blessings. Number three, taking the necessary action to activate your financial blessing. 3 John 2, which I just said, beloved, I pray above all things that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. God made a covenant with Abraham that he would bless him to be a blessing to all the nations of the earth are blessed. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, I will give you the power to get wealth, to establish my covenant, which I swore unto your thy fathers as it is this day. Psalm 112:3. Wealth and riches shall be in your house. From Genesis to Revelation, wealth, riches, money, finance have been spoken of in the Bible, the word of God. So as children of Almighty God and ambassadors of the kingdom of God, we not only have the right to the abundant life, but we have the responsibility to expect the good life of royalty because you're a kingdom people. The scripture says that kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. The streets are made of gold. So if you can walk on gold, certainly you should have gold for wearing and gold in your treasures. So now that you're convinced that you're supposed to be rich financially, let us discuss how to get there through our obedience. There are four ways. But today, I will focus only on the first one, and that is tithing. The word of God in Malachi 3 says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse and prove me now. Prove me now. And see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive. Verse 11. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all nations, verse 12, shall call you blessed, if ye shall be, and you shall be a delightsome land, says the Lord of hosts. So tithing is the connection to the blessing. That dime is God's. You know, there are people who say that tithing went out in the Old Testament. However, Jesus spoke of it when he spoke to the Pharisees and the scribes. In Matthew 23, verse 23, he said, "Woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you pay the tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you to have done, and not to leave the other undone." Here I am, here Ann Strickland, standing before you as a living witness, that tithing is of God today. So when I heard the message of tithing in my car, I was a member of a church that did not teach tithing nor had envelopes stating tithing. Did not know anyone that tithed, and I didn't know the scripture. I didn't know Malachi 3 or anything. But when I heard the message in my car radio, the first thought I said was, I can't afford to tithe, which was true. Because when I went to work on Fridays, I was broke. So I had no idea about tithing. So the word says first fruits, alms, giving, seed, overflow. I knew none of that. But I know now seed is the surest way to stop poverty in your life. And it should be put into proper soil as the Lord leads you. And that would you tithe into proper soil. The word of God is teaching and guiding you and telling you and showing you. You know, you bring all the tithes into the storehouse where you're being taught. People are teaching you. You go to church, people are teaching you. You go, you are learning. And when you start tithing that gross, not the net, the gross, because I started tithing the net. And at first I didn't, it took me a few weeks to start because there was no way I did not want to do that, because how am I going to go from the $10 or $15 to the amount to the $29. There wasn't even that much when I was going to tie to the net. This was way back when. I've been retired from work since 88. But anyway, what happened after I heard that message, every time I got my check, every Friday, the message came back to me. When my supervisor put the check on my desk, that message came back. I didn't know the Holy Spirit then. And finally when I thought, I said, I have to start tithing. And you've heard this before and you're going to hear it over and over, because you need to hear this, because there are people who do not believe it yet. When I decided to start tithing, the week that I was going to tithe, my son Eric came home and said, "Mom, I need a pair of hiking boots." He was in the Scouts. Long story short, instead of having to pay the $25 or $30 for a pair of hiking boots that he didn't like, we went to several stores and he didn't like them. And there was a pair hanging out on the rack. Tom McCann had a pair on the rack. And he spotted them. He said, "There's a pair I like that." It was his size. One pair. from that day to now. I've been a tither. And what God did and what he showed, I'm sitting here before you right now. The things that God did. You pay for a house in 8 years, built from the ground. I've been retired since 88. I got a promotion with the Bell of Pennsylvania that at that time, according to the rules that had been set out, that you had to have a 4-year college education to go into management, which I didn't have. I ended up with a promotion into business office supervisor, first level, that I didn't apply for because I liked to be in the service rep. Our children went to school. My husband said, and we have this big expense. We went from $125 to $780. Car insurance went up. They started taking city wage tax out of my salary, out of my check, and 2 college tuitions. Our mortgage went up from $125 to $780. All of this huge expense. So my husband said to me, he said, Ed, I think we're going to have to cut back on the tithe with all this expense. I said, okay, but I think it'd be like cutting your throat. Now, understand this. I didn't know Malachi 3. I wasn't praying over the money. Nobody knew, even the pastor didn't know whether we were tithing or not because there were no envelopes at this church. You just put your money in the plate. It's between you and God. And God watches over his word to perform it. And what he's done for us through the years, you move in a house in 81, built from the ground, paid for it in 1988. Laws were changed to supply and put us in a position to pay the house off. Come on. So don't tell me. And I'm going to bring you down to where I am now. Here I'm sitting in before you right now at 84 years old. I'm still driving and picking people up and dropping them off. I'm still able to move around. I don't have arthritis. You look at my medicine cabinet and you might see some eye drops that I don't even have to use now because I had the operation and I'm fine. And the doctor a couple of years ago gave me some blood pressure tablets that I don't even really have to use. And they were low, you know, because so God will keep you healthy. His word works. And as you understand about tithing, because that is that 10% belongs to God. And what I said years ago, I wrote this out because some of my messages are old messages. I said, tithing is protection money. It's a guarantee of increase. Tithing is obedience. It makes you not a robber because the word says, well, a man robbed God. And you say, well, you robbed me. How have I robbed you in your tithes and offerings? Tithing also gives God a chance to work his plan for you, because his plans for you, according to Jeremiah 29:11 says, my plans for you are for good and not evil, to bring you to an expected end. It releases you from hard work. So when you tithe, you're saying to God, this is what you're saying to God when you obey and tithe. Money is not my master. You're my master. I'm money's master. Money's for you to use to tell him what to do. Do what God has for you to do with it. I open my hand to you so that you can open your hand to me. See, God's hand is much bigger than ours. That's what we're saying to God. Because God, I'm opening my hand. I'm being obedient. And you're saying to God, according to Proverbs 3:5-6, I trust you, God. Trust in the Lord with all your might, lead not to your own understanding. know, as a matter of fact, right now, as a retired senior citizen, life begins at 84. I love to say that. Because God is moving. It's Him. It's all God. Psalm 103, verse 5 says, I renew your youth like the eagles. I have good health. I don't have any real serious prescriptions. I can drive, as I just said. I can still travel and still tithe. I can still go on vacations. I can cruise. I can go to places. I have a good time. I mean, my grandson got married down in Tampa, Florida. We were able to fly down there, stay at the 4-star hotel and come back and all this stuff. And still, you know, I'm telling you, I can eat out at a restaurant and still tithe. I can still help others. See, I don't only stop at tithes. He also allows you to have offerings. Something happens. I don't know what happens, but it's the word of God. It's the word of God. So when I review my life before I started tithing, I wasn't giving and helping and doing the way I am now. And at this age, most people my age, I'm telling you, this is why it is important. And you may not hear this in church. You may not hear the tithing taught in church, but this is it. I'm a living witness. Because God wants you to prosper. He wants you to be able to help people. He said, I'll bless you to be a blessing to all the nations of the earth are blessed. Before tithing, I was always broke and lived on credit cards. I mean, that was it. So I give God all the praise, honor, and glory, because this is the word. This is His will. And just last week, because I have this class that I teach down on 3751 Island Avenue here in Philadelphia, pertaining to prosperity, and I wish you could come. And one of the students in there was talking about, you know, was having a problem with financially. I won't go into all the details. And we spoke on tithe. I just mentioned about tithing and gave part of my testimony about tithing. And like I've just given you part of my testimony about tithing, God has done much more than that, and He's still doing. But she said she'd been giving part of it. I said she had not been tithing the gross. And I said, the word says, and I gave her my testimony about tithing to the net and to the gross, that first 10% belongs to God, it's not yours. So she decided, because someone called her, a person of God, called her and said, you know, God understands when you have your bills to pay, and He understands that you don't have, you know. And she decided then, I'm not listening to that person, I'm listening to the word of God. She said, Ann, I'm listening to you, which was the word of God. Not Ann, it's God's word. She gave her tithe from the gross. She received a letter that she was very proud of pertaining to the situation she was in. So we need to know what God has for us, what He wants us to do. And I'm telling you, you won't be sorry. You won't be sorry. You will not be sorry. So just make up your mind that you're going to obey God. And I'm going to read you some scriptures now on understanding tithing. You already heard me read, and I'm going to read it again because you need to hear this. It says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, said the Lord of hosts. So this is God himself speaking, and he's saying, prove me. Prove me. It's like I'm making a bet. This is the only time in the Word where God instructs us to prove him. It is the one area where most people have withdrawn from proving God. God, tithing was instituted under the old covenant as a way for God to communicate his blessings to his people, communicate his blessings to his people. The word tithe means tenth or 10%. Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Tithes are to be given from the first fruits, from the top, the gross, not the net. A person who does not tithe is robbing God and is operating under a curse. And so Malachi 3, verses 8 and 9. The first fruits of our income is God's. It's not ours to use to pay bills. No, that's not it. So tithing is different from seed faith gifts and offerings. It's different. The tithe is your 10% that God commands us to give. Gifts and offerings are above and beyond it. Some people won't give as the Lord leads them instead of tithing. But the Spirit would never lead you against his word. You know, I'm going to tithe as the Lord. I'm going to give as the Lord leads me. The Lord spoke his word. Bring all the tithe. Now, you can hear from God according to your offerings, but not your tithing, not the tithe, because the word says to tithe. So tithing is not only an old covenant command, but also a New Testament blessing and privilege. Hebrews 7:8 says, here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them, of whom it is witness that he liveth. In the old covenant, God's people would place their tithes, the first fruits of their increase, in a basket, presented to the high priest and say to him, I profess this day unto the Lord thy God that I am come into the country which the Lord sware unto our fathers to give. That's Deuteronomy 26:2-3. They spoke their redemption. Now, according to Colossians 1:13, we have been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of his Son. And as believers, we're living in the kingdom of God. We have entered into our inheritance in Jesus Christ and possess it in his name. So Jesus is the high priest of the new covenant. So when we take our tithes to our high priest and speak our redemption, he receives them and then presents them to the Father. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1, and also 7 and 8. So we stand on our covenant with God and exercise our righteous tithes. We lay a foundation for success and abundance in the name of Jesus. And Satan has no chance against us. Tithing is the tithe. It rebukes the devourers. So when we resist Satan in the name of Jesus, God's rebuke is in action. God told the Israelites their words were stout against him because they were confessing lack and want. Please listen to this. They were confessing lack and want. And God said their words were stout against him. It is important to speak our redemption in order for the tithe to produce. So where you place your tithe depends on where you are receiving your spiritual food. God says to bring the tithes into the storehouse where there is food, where the pastor, the apostle, glory to God. So understand this is your time and your season to move out and into the wealthy place in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We have no excuse. We have all we need to do is get excited. And it, you know, when you make up your mind that you're going to tithe, it might be hard for you. You don't want to do this. You think that, wow, I can't, I'm going to be broke. But trust God and walk by faith and watch what happens. Watch what happens. And it might not happen instantly, but bills and different things start to change. Things start happening. Because one of the first things that happened to us, we started tithing. Someone told me about the dentist who only charged whatever the insurance company paid. And we'd always had to write extra checks. So make up your mind. You're going to be obedient so you can move out and into the wealthy place. All right? So, Father, I just thank you and I praise you that the words that have been spoken, God, to your people will be obeyed. And they will see and feel and start living the blessings of the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Wealth and riches will be in their homes, God. They will walk in health, God, and wealth, and the anointing. They will be whole, nothing missing, nothing broken. In the name of Jesus, they will have promotions. Their jobs will increase. Their businesses will increase, God, in the name of Jesus. Their incomes will increase in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I decree and declare it. So now I want you to write this down. Because God has shown me and directed me to come into a business at this age, yes. Glory to God. I think he's so good. It's called Paycation Travel. So do you have anyone you know, or do you travel at least occasionally? So where was the last time, the last most memorable place you traveled? Did they pay you for booking or staying at their resort? Or wherever you travel to for your vacation, did you get paid? Let me introduce you to the travel that pays. Glory to God. I love it, I love it, I love it. Paycation travel. Now, I want you to write this down because I'm going to give you my website and go to my website. It's called Ann, A-N-N, Strickland, S-T-R-I-C-K-L-A-N-D, Ann Strickland, A-N-N, S-T-R-I-C-K-L-A-N-D, dot, Paycation, P-A-Y-C-A-T-I-O-N, dot com. It's Ann Strickland, dot Paycation, dot com. Go through. Open it up, go through it, look at it, look at the opportunities, look at the travel, and you can also go to the last part and you can create your own portal, personal portal at the end, and it won't cost you anything. You can use this for your own travel, but if you want to become an agent and get some residual money and get commission and all these ways. I've never heard of so many ways of people being blessed financially. So go to my website and look it through. Check it out. Check it out. Please, 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 anywhere in the world that you are, all right? And give me a call, 215-806-4879. That's 215-806-4879. In the name of Jesus, you won't be sorry. And also, Saturday, you know, I have my Saturday morning class, 3751 Island Avenue in Philadelphia, Suite 100 at 10 o'clock, my prosperity class. So come over there, get blessed. We hear the lessons, we pray, we lay hands, and we talk and discuss and have a good time. and they're testimonies, testimonies, testimonies. So you need to come. There's no charge for these classes, and it's been going on, and you'll hear and see and know what God is doing. In Jesus' name, amen.